سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, I have recited ayah number 54 and 55 from para 15 Surah Kahf. May Allah accept our sitting and all those that are listening over the receivers. And the program is being recorded. Whoever listens to this program till the day of Qiyamah, Allah must make it a means of our hidayat, guidance, and everybody's hidayat. I'll do the English translation of this ayat, then we'll give a small commentary. Allah mentioned in this Quran, in this ayat number 54, we have undoubtedly expounded all types of subjects in the Quran for people. Man has always been the worst disputant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent approximately 104,000 anbiya to this world. And the last and final Nabi of Allah is Imam al-Anbiya, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every Nabi that came to this world, they had some opposition. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Even our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the Mecca life, the different types of opposition he had to hear. But the journey of Ta'if is very familiar. Our beloved Rasulullah went to Taif, and the people ill-treated Rasulullah and so much so that even threw stones on our beloved Rasulullah. There's some blood also came out from the blessed body of Rasulullah and came to his feet. Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asking him, if you want, Allah can take this mountain and crush it on the people of Taif. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have been sent as a mercy to mankind. I don't want these people to go to Jahannam and get destroyed. And if they have ill-treated me, but maybe the children or somebody else from that town will accept Islam one day. And alhamdulillah, through the dua of Rasulullah, Islam, many of them accepted Islam later. And a famous Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi radiyallahu anhum, was from the people of Taif. And Allah Ta'ala used him to bring Islam in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. And today there's so many masjid, madrasas, darul looms in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. And the students that graduated from these darul looms are in different cities and countries of the world. May Allah reward our ustads. And many of them that have passed away, Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. So Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, you can speak nicely, softly, kindly, but the proud and arrogant person always argue and debate with you for no valid reason, it's just pride and arrogance. A simple example, everybody knows alcohol is bad, how a drunk person behaves, how much they can ride, they don't drink and drive. But some people will drink and drive and meet up in an accident and be a major means of many people passing away in that accident. So Islam is a beautiful religion that whatever is harmful to mankind is completely haram, finish, with a small quantity or big quantity. Similarly, there are major sins that are mentioned in the Quran, adultery, zina, interest-bearing transaction, backbiting, evil opinions, spying on people's life, making mockery of people. May Allah protect us. And we must sincerely love every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If for some reason we cannot have a sunnah, one fistle and beard, but somebody else that got a sunnah, one fistle and a beard, have love and respect for the person. And for whatever reason, some of the people are wearing Western clothing. I won't say your namaz is not done, namaz will be made. But the ideal is kurta, topi, libasu, taqwa, zalika, khair. If we are not wearing the kurta and the topi, have love for those that are wearing kurta and topi. But at no time we must make a mockery of any authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallam that could take us out of the fold of Islam. May Allah protect us. Admit our mistakes, have that guilt in our heart, and have love for the sunnah, be it for the kurta, a woman folk wearing parda, wearing hijab, wearing cloak. Allah give us tawfiq. The next ayat, number 55, I'll translate. After the arrival of guidance, the only thing that prevented people from believing and seeking forgiveness from the Rabb was that the treatment of the previous people should come to them, or that punishment should appear before them. When our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ and his noble companions was preaching the message of Tawheed and Risalat, that believe in one Allah, we make sajda to Allah during our faras, sunnah, nawafil, salah. We don't worship idols, we don't worship cross, we don't worship the sun, moon, anything besides Allah we don't worship. We worship Allah Ta'ala only. We don't worship animals also. And Allah gave us tawfiq of being Muslims. Some people are worshipping cows, worshipping other things, elephant they're worshipping. They have a picture of their God with the elephant nose in the front. May Allah protect us. We are being guided on the correct religion of Islam. May Allah keep us with iman. And may Allah take us from this world with iman. And they want to see the punishment that came to the previous people. In the Quran, there's incidents of people of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah sent the floods. The other Anbiya Kiram, Allah Ta'ala sent hurricane, wind. They were lifted up and smashed to the ground. Different types of azab came to them. And, or they want to see the azab of Allah front of them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. Our beloved Rasulullah SAW give glad tidings of Jannah for those that do good actions. And those that do haram, they'll go towards Jahannam. May Allah protect our iman. And may Allah protect everybody's iman. And these people were telling Rasulullah SAW, telling the early Muslims that the azab of Allah that you're talking about, show it to us. And we know the Ghazwa Badr that took place, expedition of Badr, so many of the non-Muslims were killed. and Abu Jahl, etc., all those proud and arrogant people. May Allah protect our iman. We believe in Allah, believe in our finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe in Jannah, Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah, life after that is true. May Allah keep us with iman and take us from this world with iman. We'll do an authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مدح الفاسق غضب الرب تعالى واهتز له العرش. Allah's displeasure when an open sinner fasiq is praised. When a fasiq, an open sinner is praised, then Allah is angered. And due to this praise, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shakes. Now, first of all, we must be humble. فَلَا تُزَّكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Nobody can claim to be pious. And the Ahlullah also, the students and the murid, give them big, big titles. But in their heart, mind, they're extremely humble. They regard themselves the most sinful person in the town, in the locality. And the people sitting for the program also, they feel they are better than them. But somebody covets some open sins openly. See, Islam says, teaches us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist one another in good actions and in piety. And do not assist one another in sins and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now somebody is openly involved in some major sin. And by you respecting him in a crowd, then the others will say, whatever he is doing is right. For example, music is haram. Even if we are singing not praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot use musical instruments. For the imam to have a sunnah, one first and beard is a requirement of the sharia, and especially the hufaz in the month of Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, many senior ulama of our country and the students and murids that are imams of masjids, they make sure that if they have a guest speaker or the huffaz during the month of Ramadan, they all have a sunnah, one fustan and beard. They wear kurta, topi. Because the dressing and appearance of the imam will be an example for the musallis. Now if the imam don't have a sunnah beard, he's not wearing kurta, topi, come with the jeans and skipper and making imamat, then the whole musallis say, we also can dress like that. We're not saying it's haram to dress like that, but we have to promote the sunnah and the authentic teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today you see the police have a uniform. The traffic police have a different type of a uniform. The custom officials at the airport have a uniform to be recognized. So we also, alhamdulillah, we wear a kurta, topi, don't suffer from inferiority complex and feel happy that I am the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at public and private. And a woman folk to wear parda, hijab, cloak. It is the teaching of Rasulullah, don't suffer from an inferiority complex. Now if we praise an open sinner, then there's a danger of bad spreading, sin spreading. But at the same time, we are not muftis, we are ordinary students. We are living in non-Muslim countries where the courts are governed by non-Muslim rules. Did they say it's a human rights? The concept of human rights amongst non-Muslim is your freedom to do what you want as long as you're 18 years and over. Whether you become a drunkard, whether you go to the red light districts, whether you go to a music concert, whatever wrong, go to the gambling den. The government rule is human rights, do what you want. But we Muslims, we have the commands of Allah and the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the driving force that will protect us from sins and gunas is the fear of Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. I'll just read one more hadith. of Rasulullah لعن قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعنه الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور انبيائهم مساجدا متفق عليه. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Curse on the grave worship. The curses of Allah Ta'ala be on the Jews and Christians for making the graves of the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salam, for the prophets, places of prostration, places of worship. One of the sins of the non-Muslims here in this hadith is clearly the Jews and the Christians, that the graves of the Anbiya Kiram, the prophets or pious personalities, they make it a place of ibadat, worship, so much so that even makes sajda and prostration to the grave. So we Muslim also today, we love the Uliya Kiram. We all love Rasulullah sallam. May Allah take us all to Madinah Munawwara again and again for Hajj and Umrah. Make it easy for us to send salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallam right by the grave Mubarak of Rasulullah Madinah Munawwara. But we can't put buildings up. The rule of Rasulullah sallam, Masjid Nabawi is different. He is Imamul Anbiya. But for the general ummati like us, we are 1,446 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many sahabas that are buried in different parts and cities of the world, in Jordan, Palestine, even the graveyard in Medina Munawwara, Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Ma'al in Makkah Mukarramah. No sahabi put up a building, a solid structure on the grave of the pious personalities of the past. And the greatest pious personalities are the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah. When they never put up a building on a grave of a pious, today also those that put up buildings on the grave of the pious, if ask those what wrongs that are taking place. And some of the graves of the Awliya Kiram, you can see it on the YouTube. I'm not promoting photography. I'm proving it to you all what wrongs that is happening there. That even a 10-year-old child can see what they're doing here, making a big pot, they're dancing and putting chadar, all funny things. So may Allah protect us. And let value our masjids, our program take place in the masjids, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by the graveyards of the pious. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.